This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Jen Sheehan. California has one of the highest prison populations in the country. Of the 2 million people serving time in U.S. prisons, more than 130,000 of them are incarcerated in our state in a system designed to house 80,000. In response to that overcrowding, the federal government has ordered the state to cut the prison population by about a quarter. All these people getting released need a clear plan for reentry. Right now, prison inmates get sent home with what's called gate money. That's $200 in their pocket and a set of instructions for how to make appointments with probation officers on the outside. Within 3 years, over 60% of them, a huge percentage, end up back in custody. Here in San Francisco, one approach to reducing that rate is being tested in County Jail Number 2.
I do not want to do what I think had been routine for decades in the criminal justice system, and that's throw spaghetti against the wall with rehabilitation programs to see what sticks and what doesn't.
That's San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mirkarimi.
I really want to work on specializing our approach so that everybody comes through our system is less likely to return.
Mirkarimi is talking about the reentry pod. It's a program designed for inmates sentenced in San Francisco County who are about to be released. KALW's Leela Day visited the pod and brings us this story.
Alvin Wagner is my name. Everybody calls me Chip.
Alvin Wagner is wearing orange pants, a baggy orange shirt, and orange slip-on shoes. He's an inmate here at County Jail Number 2 in San Francisco.
I've been on the street since I was 12. I've been in and out of prison since 1989.
Wagner's getting out of jail soon. He's one of the nearly 20 inmates here who are part of a program called the Reentry Pod. It's a pilot project designed to help inmates serving the last 30 to 90 days of their sentences. Through workshops and discussions, the idea is to help prepare them for life on the outside.
It seems like this time, this is actually the first place I've been that somebody actually gives a damn about what happened when I got out of here.
We're in a large circular room with two levels. Bunk beds are in each room, and natural light filters in through small windows.
You'll notice there's no cell doors. It is open dormitory living. You know, every inmate has a drawer where all their personal belongings can be kept. Of course, everything in here is subject to search.
Chief Deputy Matthew Freeman walks me through the space. He's pointing out tables with checkerboards engraved in them. Men move around freely, except after lights out at 10 p.m. when they have to ask for permission to use the bathroom. A deputy is stationed in an elevated control area in the middle of the room.
Fights are very rare in this pod. One of the worst things you have is idle time, where there's nothing to fill that void of time. And then people are bored. And when they get bored, some weird things can start happening, and we don't have that problem in here.
Freeman says that the fact that so many of these men are due for release soon is one of the main reasons why they aren't getting into many fights. That and the fact that they're constantly kept busy here. Once a week, inmates work out in the county jail gym for 3 hours, the state requirement. And they take classes every day, ranging from nonviolence counseling to parenting courses to how to find housing. Freeman points to a room where about 15 men sit at desks arranged in a circle. It's a substance abuse class.
What's your integrity look like when nobody's watching you? It's your choice. Do you go and do right? Or do you don't go and do what's comfortable for you?
In another room, a class called Man Alive is starting.
Man Alive is a stop my violence program, you know, and it's a re-education group. Like, it's, we learn how to sit with our emotion. You know,
that's James Espinoza. He's a former inmate who's now a teacher. Tattoos run from his wrists all the way up to the top of his neck. He's got a dark mustache, ears heavy with piercings, and wears a pair of saggy jeans.
Sitting with being afraid, guys, is not a bad thing. But see, today I'm able to sit with that fear and process it and go, you know what? One, I'm not going to die. Right? It's one of our agreements. I will not die. I can be afraid, and that's okay.
Espinoza's class is focused on how to live a nonviolent life once the men here get out of jail. It's something Espinoza knows firsthand.
You know, I've been a violent man. You know, I'm an ex-gang member, and
I grew up with a lot of male role belief systems, you know, like men don't back down, men don't get punk, you know, men run the house, you know. I just grew up thinking that these were legitimate reasons to live. And I caught a domestic violence case in 2000, and I found this program. You know, I learned something outside of my element, and I just took to it, and, you know, I fell in love with it.
Outside the classroom, a representative from a program called No Violence Alliance talks to two inmates about their housing options. Upstairs in another office, a young inmate with a big smile on his face sits with an on-site probation officer. They're looking at a computer screen. A deputy tells me they're picking out college courses. It's a first step towards never being in this place again. In San Francisco, I'm Leela Day for Cross Currents.
What do you think about programs like San Francisco's Reentry Pod? What would help people stay out of prison once they're released? Let us know at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. We'll try to get your thoughts on the air.